Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
We have learned a lot. We're all here just winging it. We're learning. We have camera. We have a phone. And yeah. A
couple of microphones.
A couple of microphones. We're just idiots that are just talking in our bed. My whole body is freaking out, which is making my anxiety worse. And I'm struggling there a little bit. Get comfortable.
For sure.
You're going to have to talk about that stuff. You have to, again, communication is key. And sometimes you just got to say it. Like, this is what's going on. I have really bad stage fright. As soon as I stand there and I see people looking at me, my brain completely panics and I just want to run. And I forget everything.
It helps when you have that realization that everybody in the room is there to watch you succeed.
We might not be the most graceful. We might not be professional like everyone else. But once we started to get into what we're good at, we are good at people. We're good at connecting with humans one-on-one. We're good at small groups of people and really teaching them that way in this kind of stuff. It's, we remembered who we were.
Once you get so involved in connecting with this other person that you honestly lose track of how long you've been connecting with them and you don't check back with your partner. And meanwhile, you're
not having a great time.
And your partner's not having a great time.
But when you have a whole hotel and it's just full of your people, everyone's just living their best life. Everyone is just so happy to be there. Everyone is just a great time. And it's easy to make friends at these. You don't even have to try to make friends. They're all just so free and all just so body positivity. They'll make you feel so good about yourself. They keep you in check and such a great group of humans.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We're back.
We are back yet again.
Guys, we only have 2 more episodes and the season is over.
That's
already.
I know.
It started. It's crazy.
Time I know.
Really fast. We have been
killing it.
So, like, There was hiccups. We learned a lot that we haven't. It has not been perfect, but it has flowed pretty perfectly.
And yeah, we've lost
quite a few episodes that we'll never get again. And it's pretty. You know, we've learned a lot. We have learned a lot. We're all here just winging it. We're learning. We have camera. We have a phone, and a
couple of microphones.
We're some idiots that are just talking in our bed. Not that serious. Don't make it weird.
Last week, we talked about your adventures with Pineapples After Dark Halloween party. So go back and listen to that one. And this week is finally the long-awaited part two of our Libertine event in San Antonio.
Yes. And then as you heard in part one, we had a whole day getting to San Antonio, flying on an airplane, getting all of our stuff there. Swingers have a lot of shit, and it was stressful.
On 2 hours of sleep.
2 hours of sleep. Had just mentally was struggling with anxiety and other stuff and just the pressures and all the things of being hosts for the weekend, adjusting to a new place, a new space, a new bunch of people. We've only been to one Libertine event, and these were mostly all new people to us that we had never met. So we had to mingle and meet people, and we have to do the same thing that you guys are doing.
Yeah, push ourselves outside of our comfort zone and actually talk to strangers.
And a lot of them travel to these events and go to these events. They know each other. It's intimidating when you get in that space. So, like, when you guys talk about how you guys feel like that, we understand completely, because we also have a lot of these events that we don't go to these places a lot. We've only ever been to one, or it's our first time. Miami was our first time ever with them. And so we also are still doing that, as well as hosting and supposed to be the ones who know everything and the ones that are supposed to be the go-tos to answer all your questions and stuff. So we completely understand what it's like.
And
it's hard.
There was a whole new journey you had to navigate this particular weekend.
Yeah.
That you woke up Friday morning and you had your period.
Yeah, I had started 12 days early. So I had nothing with me, never once. Usually I plan ahead. It's always been very predictable. So I take Wisp a lot. A lot of events fall on that week. And so I'll take Wisp, and it's trusty every single time I can take it. And I'm usually pretty on schedule for the most part. This last year, it's been a struggle. And I know a lot of you, or I talk to a lot of you that also feel that way. It's been a struggle. Everything's been just out of whack, crazy hormones, everything. I'm almost horny now. My whole body is freaking out, which is making my anxiety worse. And I'm struggling there a little bit. And because of that, once I got it that morning, I was like, oh, that explains Thursday night. I was like, okay, I'm not crazy. And I know there's a lot of women that can relate to that. I just was feeling so anxious and mood swings and all over the place all day Thursday. And I'm like, what is going on? And I almost felt so much relief that, like, okay. And it really was.
It's like, oh, I'm not crazy.
And after I got it, I was like, but it was also another thing I had to worry about, because I had never had that happen to me. I've always can prevent it or push it back, or I can at least bring what I need to take care of myself. So that's when a lot of our CVS runs was like, I had to go do that. He had to go do that. And also, like, navigating, what does that mean? And how much do you tell people? And when do you say that to a couple that you've just met?
Yeah. We had to steer away from quite a few. Yeah.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Like, opportunities to play with some really fun people that we connected with.
We had met a few.
And
yeah, it sucks. It just sucks.
I was there to spend time with you this weekend. And you're like, I ruined the weekend. No, you did it. And I understand how you feel that way.
Because we don't get to do many swinger things together anymore. It's like very rare that we get to do stuff together. So it's like, I'm in my comfort zone. I want to maybe play. And like he said, we had met some really hot, really cool couples on Thursday and Friday. And it was like, would have been a whole different weekend if that wouldn't have happened. And there was like, there were opportunities and it was just different and navigating. And again, like I'm sure there's a lot of women that have been through that and experienced that. I know there has. I've talked to many of them. And so I was like, I need to talk about it and I want to bring it up because I know how that feels.
And like we never, we don't want to be the people that come out and say, oh, we can't play because.
Yeah, I don't know when to bring it up.
So
it's navigating that.
We just do what we do and just.
Skeet, skeet.
Skeet, skeet. So to everybody that was there that weekend that you may or may not be listening, we weren't avoiding you because we didn't like you.
As we're trying to figure out, I just felt, I don't know. And it's brand new strangers you never met before. It's my period. It just feels like
every day you're like, oh no, it's really light. I might be able to. And I wasn't worried about it.
And
but
then there was, I know discs.
You were definitely more worried about it than I was.
I know discs are a thing and everyone was like, I got discs. And I just didn't know about experimenting with a thing for the first time at a place with people that if it was friends or people we play with often, it wouldn't have felt so terrifying. But I'm just a girl and I'm just a baby and I don't know what's happening. And I am navigating all the things that you guys are all navigating. And so I was like, I think it's very important to bring up, though, because I think a lot of women have been there and a lot of people are worried about that.
Yeah, I don't think you're definitely not the first one that this happened to.
No, not at all. I've heard so
many people.
But
you don't hear, no one talks about it.
Yeah,
so
it's very normal. It's a normal thing that happens to us. And a lot of us are the same age range and we're going through things and our bodies are changing and growing and we're doing lots of different stuff. So I was like, we need to bring it up. I think it's a good conversation to bring up. And it was fine. We still got to flirt, kiss, make out. My mouth was perfectly conditioned.
I can vouch for that.
We still got to have time and do all that. But yeah, I did want to bring that up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But again, it really brought this. We had so much fun connecting with these people.
Yeah, we did.
That if. Yeah. Or when we meet these people again, we connected with them and it makes the anticipation that much better. Yeah. And then if we ever do play with any of these people, it's going to make it that much more
and
intense.
One of the couples was so sweet. They came up to me on, I think, a Sunday night. And he's like, do you need a heating pad? Like, she carries her heating pad everywhere she goes. And we have one if you need one. And I was like, that's so sweet. I was like, no, I feel fine. I'm great. It's great. I just, And no, I was like, oh, thank you so much. So it was so sweet. So we did tell there. There was, like, certain ones we did end up telling and stuff. But we had to learn. We were trying to figure out how to bring it up without killing the mood. And we're learning.
Yeah.
We're always learning.
Yeah.
We're not experts here either. We're doing the same stuff you guys are doing all of the time. And it's weird.
Yeah.
Get comfortable.
For sure.
You're going to have to talk about that stuff. You have to, again, communication is key. And sometimes you just got to say it. Like, this is what's going on. We're not sure how to navigate it. And sorry. Like, it's not going to be the same experience as you would have had otherwise. But it was fun. It was a good soul connecting weekend. And yeah. But anyway, on to we still have 2 days to go.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Just talking about all sorts of stuff. But we left off Friday night with Chip.
Yeah, with Chip. Good old Chip.
Chip was born that night.
Chip
was born that night. And yeah. So Saturday, we had a seminar at 11 a.m.
Yeah. So we woke up and immediately had to get ready.
It was a late night. So we were rushing in the morning. I didn't realize, still hadn't realized how big the night before was. Lindsay came in the door. I was everywhere because we had a whole seminar. I think most of my anxiety and my worry was the seminar. I am not a public speaker. We are not public speakers. I have really bad stage fright. As soon as I stand there and I see people looking at me, my brain completely panics and I just want to run and I forget everything. It's always been that way. I've always struggled this is really outside my comfort zone and I struggle with it, but at least it's just a camera to me. It's a little easier at the time. I don't have to see people all staring at me. So yeah, I got up and Lindsay came in. We're both crying. I'm like, this is my dream. All my dreams are gonna like this.
Yeah. You felt like you were being a bad friend after the fact.
Yeah.
Because you were so worried about the seminar and.
But I didn't realize how big.
And you didn't realize all that happened
that was
the night before.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was on the
And so she was trying to come and be like, look what happened.
Yeah.
And you were so
panicked,
getting ready. And so you later said, like, I need to apologize because I was being a bad friend.
Yeah. I was so hyper focused in the moment of just like, this is all you've dreamed of. Like, you're going to blow it if you don't get your life together. And I felt a lot of pressure at that moment. And I am a very anxious person. And I freak out sometimes. Yeah. I overreact sometimes.
So. But we did get down there.
We all
on time.
Get down there on time.
And when we got down there, the door was closed and locked. So we unlocked the door and opened it, and there was a seminar before ours that was still in session. So I'm like, oop, my bad, close the door. So we stood there and talked to
everyone coming to our seminar.
And so the way Kate had set this up is the hotel with the restaurant and lobby and everything. And then there was like the driveway for the valet parking and then the conference room. She had blocked off or had them block off the entrance and exit to the valet, like drive through for the hotel. So one, people can't see. But what it had done is it stopped all airflow. So it was like a hot box and there was fans and stuff in there, but it was like a heat tunnel. So we're all standing in this driveway, basically. Talking, waiting for Bella and Prescott to finish theirs and stalling. And then we got in there.
So we didn't get to prepare. We were thrown right into seminar with everyone ready to go. So we didn't even get a minute to really gather ourselves.
Yeah.
Run through it. Like, look at our notes, figure stuff out. I didn't want to read anything. I had worked so hard to like memorize it. But again, stage fright. So I wanted to like run over it a few more times. We had no time. We were just thrown in there trying to get our life together. And it was a rough start. It was a really rough start because of that. It was panic, pure panic. Everything we had again rehearsed, practiced, everything gone, completely gone. And I looked at him and I was like, help.
Yeah. Help me. The last seminar we did with Libertine,
I was the one that froze up. Yeah.
This time it's flip flopped. And she's like,
I felt confident. It started,
hey, this and that.
Completely.
And like, just went, everything. Like, I could just see everything just you lose everything and you are lost.
Yeah.
And so I had to pick it up. And it was a rough five, ten minutes. Once we got into stride,
we realized no one's here to hurt us. Everyone wants to see us succeed. Everyone is on our side. No one's going to.
It helps when you have that realization that everybody in the room is there to watch you succeed.
Support you. Yeah.
And
they were the kindest people too, and once everyone was like warmed up and everyone felt comfortable,
I say we had
it was a
probably 30-35 people in there.
Yeah, most of the chairs were full. It was a good size group and everyone was so excited to be there and get started, and they were so kind. They said that they met so many people, and I really, really wanted this year to be focused on them doing most of the seminar, because going into it, I know we're not public speakers. I know this is probably going to happen. We're not good at this.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing. We're still learning. This is only our second one we've ever done. And so we decided that we were going to really let them carry most of it and us just guide them after our initial speech. The speech was where we froze up.
Yeah, the speech part was where we're, because the whole seminar was about
flirting
first and move. First move, and we wanted to kind of break down that, and that's what we froze up on.
Yeah, we were going to teach them.
So we just, after we realized, all right, this is not going to go well unless we, so we, pretty, after about 5-10 minutes, we went into the breakout groups, and we had...
And we did it individually with the smaller groups, and we both kind of took on, like, face-to-face kind of educating that way. They were so receptive, and they said they actually learned a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, they
utilized a whole bunch. So we try to teach them little, using consent, how to use consent, how it can be sexy, how you can add it in there without it being weird, how you can... use eye contact and smiling, just a smile, just the eye contact. Yeah. Put the phone
non-verbal
down.
Nonverbal flirting.
Nonverbal leaning in, but not being.
Not sniffing hair.
We really tried to, you know, how do you, just a simple compliment, something a little deeper, and how you can use that as an in or find something that you love and share your interest and stuff. And once we actually got to talking to everyone, and then we gave them each scenarios and how they would react and how they could flirt using that scenario.
We ended up working, like, giving all the breakout groups, like,
different
things. And then we kind of just started working in the room and kind of highlighting each one. And we worked, and it lasted hour.
Yeah, and everyone wanted.
Everybody.
We still had more we could have done, and everyone was so beautiful. Oh my gosh, everyone was so amazing. We had some really good conversation, and we saw so many people afterwards having lunch together that were part of our groups, and people that we connected with through that. We kept on all weekend. We were like, hey, friend. Like, it was so good, and everyone kept coming to us like, that was so much fun. Thank you for doing it. We met so many good people, and we learned stuff, and I was like, we might not be the most graceful. We might not be professional like everyone else. But once we started to get into what we're good at, we are good at people. We're good at connecting with humans one-on-one. We're good at small groups of people and really teaching them that way and this kind of stuff. We remembered who we were.
Once we got, say, everybody, like, talking, then it took the eyes off of us and we could relax and actually just get into stride.
Yeah, it was more of what we do well, and that's
but
how we do it.
That ended up going really well.
So good.
And then right after ours was
basically
the same thing, but with actual licensed therapists and couples coaches.
Expansive connection afterwards did speed dating and flirting seminar.
Yeah, they went and actually, like, the clinical side of it, different types of flirters, different types of personalities, who's more comfortable doing what, and
professional version of what we were trying to say.
And then they had their breakout sessions, and they had kind of similar but different, like, breakout games, or you want to call them.
They did circles, though, where they each rotated an inside circle and an outside circle, so you got to meet a new couple, and it was cute. And we kept getting with the same couple. They were so much fun.
They were fun.
They were so much fun.
They were both hilarious. But then we were talking about, you know, dynamics and play styles and stuff like that. Yeah. And I said, we mentioned how we're recently kind of exploring the whole hot wife. And so you're going on your own a little bit.
And that's what she does. That's what they,
and
their dynamic is.
That's what they lean towards the hot wife dynamic. And she's like, I consider myself more of a warm wife.
I told her, I was like, I am dealing that. I am now a warm wife. That is a perfect way to describe it. It's perfect. Perfect. I loved that so much. That was funny.
Yeah,
They're a fun couple.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet 3Fun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, 3Fun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download 3Fun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with 3Fun today.
And we kept seeing them all through all the weekend.
Time. We kept comparing. We were always with them the whole time.
But after that, we made our way to the pool.
Yeah, we checked out the pool party. There was a pool party every day, every afternoon. DJ.
DJ. They had drinks up there.
It was set up like Splash. If you've ever been to Splash Atlanta, it was set up like that, where the hotel rooms were around the pool. It was like in the middle of the hotel. So we went up there and checked that out. We didn't stay there very long.
No.
It was
pool was
packed,
full busy
of people.
It was very busy.
And we were like, we need food soon. We need to figure out food. We hadn't really eaten anything much, and we've been running all morning and stuff. So we were like, we got to start thinking about food. We ended up laying down, not doing food. We ended up laying down, and it was nice though. We turned the lights off, shut the blinds, and just relaxed.
Those blinds though.
They were the worst thing. They would never shut.
There was something wrong with the mechanism. It was one of those big, where it was like a big roll, and it would go down, but then it wouldn't want to come back up. And it had those chains with a little, like, a fan, and it kept breaking.
So you have to put them back together. It was just super annoying. And it would never get dark, because it had to be open. It wouldn't go down any farther. So it was still sunlight in there. But we tried to blacken the room out. Turn on Hunger Games, we turned on Maze Runner.
Yeah, just to relax.
We took quite a few, I never fell asleep. You did a few times, but we took quite a few moments, like an hour or two, whenever we could, and just relaxed and laid down and just
unwind.
Yeah, just got drink away.
Water,
just drink water.
Take a nap.
Do all the things that we tell everybody to do. We really did try to do it for ourselves. Mm. And yeah, we took a little nap, and then we had friends that were there, and they came down to the room.
Yeah. Well, these friends we've known for a long time.
Yeah.
This is the first time actually meeting them in person, because they live in Texas.
Yeah.
So we finally met them Friday, and then Saturday we got to hang out a little bit at the pool, this and that. And then after we relaxed for a little bit, we're getting up, we're like, we get something to eat, and said, hey, you want to come down, visit, have a couple drinks or whatever before we get something to eat. We had made plans for dinner with this other couple we connected with on Thursday.
Yeah.
We didn't know any times, though.
No. We didn't have phone numbers. That's
yeah, we're all connecting through
the app that the event uses. You don't get it right on time. You don't get notified like you do on a text message or something. So everybody would see each other in the hallway, and Lindsay and Rob came in and said that they were going out to dinner in 10 minutes, and we were all calling.
Yeah. So they had gotten a big group of us together, like 12 of us.
And they had met in the hallway.
And they're like, yeah, we're leaving in like 10 minutes. I'm like, I wanted to shower, get real clothes on.
We didn't get to. We
didn't get to.
We threw the clothes on. We had the seminar and went to dinner, 12 of us. We ended up gathering people as we walked out the door. And you know how it goes. Everybody's hungry. Come on with us. So we had a group of like 12 of us that walked down. They picked the best restaurant. They gave me hope in San Antonio food again. I've never had anything I've liked in San Antonio food-wise, ever.
And we love Mexican food.
Yeah, do. All the time. Have it all over the place, even in Mexico. Like, I'm here for it. Never have ever eaten anything in San Antonio that I liked. It's been bad. This place was so good, and the service was absolutely
amazing. The waiter
amazing.
Was... I feel like the waiter knew.
He killed it. They killed him.
The waiter definitely knew
he
something.
He got paid well for it. Everyone was so happy. He was on it. We had steak fajitas
and
queso and salsa. We did got all the things, and it was so good. And then we brought it back for later.
Yeah.
We thought ahead.
So we both were full.
Yeah.
And we just so happened to be two more tortillas. And I'm like, we're going to need a to-go box. And we made...
Two
fajitas, rolled them up, put them in, and took them back, put them in the fridge. Because we knew
later
that was going to be good.
Yeah. Yes.
So, but then after dinner, which was, again, fantastic.
Okay.
So many laughs and just really good conversation.
Got to really, really meet couples that we didn't get a chance to really talk to.
Yeah.
It's been loud. It's always loud. You don't get a chance. When there's so many people around, it's different when you get to sit down at dinner and actually have conversations with people and connect and stuff. So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
But then it was time, like,
yeah, we got back for the night party. And then we finally took showers like we wanted, and it was time to get ready for the night party.
Yeah. And that was a really good theme that I hope everyone does all the time. I hope it catches on, because it was wear your fantasy. So the whole premise was to have a costume with a story, or like something that you don't get to wear very often, something you've bought that you've just never had a place to wear it to, something with a story behind it, something that was out there, something that you just love or you're comfortable, anything that you
yeah
really
it was
want.
Literally anything,
and that's
you
what
wanted.
Everyone did, and it was just a concoction.
It looked like chaos.
It was chaos in the best. Everyone was wearing wings. I missed the wing, and the leather memo was there was someone with like 8-foot wings. Like, ginormous.
Yeah, she was always like dancing in the corner against the wall.
Beautiful wings, biggest ones I've ever seen in my life. But it was, everyone was all over the place. A lot of leather, a lot of harnesses. Chokers,
yeah, I did see a lot of BDSM themes.
I missed that memo. We ended up going in our New Year's Eve outfits because they're too fancy for anything else. It's never fit.
Yeah,
but we love them so much. I love that dress. It's like my favorite, and I never have a reason to wear it.
You got so many compliments on your dress.
I forgot it was a New Year's Eve outfit because it's very heavy. It's for the winter time. It's not for a swinger event, and that was a bad idea. But then I added on masquerade masks that we had gotten 5 years ago at a random party, and I never had a chance to wear them. And I always look at them on my shelf, and they're red and black, and they're always so pretty. So I was like, that works. I mean, there's a story right there. So we wore that, and it was so much fun. We had fire play. We had more fire play. We got to all...
Yeah.
Get our
so the
fire.
Performers that she hired did a whole fire performance this night.
Yeah.
And he had a thing where it like bubbled up with basically propane and butane. Mm-hmm. And he put the bubbles on his partner and then lit it on fire. And
the whole show.
It was very sexy. And
then he was like, anybody want to be lit on fire, come back to the back. So all us girls go running to the
he's
back.
Like, yeah, he's like, so anyone that wants to safely be set on fire, meet me back here.
And so we were like.
So everybody migrated back there. Everybody got set on. All the girls got set on fire.
Yeah, that was fun. And it actually does burn a little. I wasn't expecting to feel anything.
Yeah,
it does. There's heat there. I was surprised by that. I thought it'd be less hot. It was hot. Like, I liked that. That was fun. We had a lot of fun. That was a good night. I liked it.
So me, you, Rob, and Lindsay all migrated to Rob and Lindsay's room. Yeah. And we all did a shot. We're standing up there talking. And where the room was is, so the floor that we were staying on was the same floor that the playrooms were on.
And it was the rest of the hosts and...
And the other hosts and Kate.
Vendors and staff.
Yeah. So everybody that was going to the playrooms had to walk past Robin Lindsay's room.
Yeah, it was right off the elevators, like right into their room.
And they see everybody in there talking, partying.
The lights.
You
know how it is. And hotel takeovers, secret, that vibe where you see doors open and everybody just popping in. That's how you make friends.
Naturally, everybody's popping in. So we stayed up there for the rest of the night, basically.
Yeah, the whole night, yeah.
We had people in there.
Met so many people coming to the playrooms. Yeah, we met so many couples just on the way to the playrooms or on the way back from the playrooms. Everybody that was coming up, because it was the end of the night, so everyone was pretty much on that floor, and we just kind of had our own little party upstairs, and it was fun.
So I skipped ahead. I apologize. Earlier in the night, we had a conversation with other people about signals and not... reading the room, basically, and not listening to your partner.
Yeah, it happened a few times this trip.
Yeah.
And it's not even that there isn't a signal, there is a very clear signal. It's just making sure that you're checking in with your partner constantly and you're on the same pages. And we had a really good conversation that night. We talked to, I think that they understand and they get it now because we were very clear, but it's so important. We really talked about that in the room that evening about how not like having a signal, a code word, a safe word is great. You need to do that too, But when your partner doesn't even hear that because they're so intertwined in their own fantasy and their own, they're having a great time. You know,
it wasn't intentional.
They're not
put it that way.
They're not trying to.
You aren't. But and I've been guilty of this
as
well.
Yeah, we've seen it.
So I'm not calling anybody out, but you get so involved in connecting with this other person that you honestly lose track of how long you've been connecting with them, and you don't check back with your partner. And
your
meanwhile, you're
not having a great time,
and your partner's not having a great time.
Yeah.
And it seems like forever
for them. Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been guilty of doing that. Yeah. Like,
I've done it. We've done it. We've seen it happen so many times. That's why I want to bring it up. It is just so important to make sure you're constantly checking in, at least looking at them, making sure you're making eye contact, something. Because then you're over here, you have one person that's just,
save me.
And it becomes a problem. And then there's resentment that comes from that. You're not listening, you're not watching me, you're not taking my signals, you're not hearing me. And it does build this little bit of tension. And
yeah,
it ruins the vibe. It really does. It ruins the vibe. It's a bad experience. So yeah, I think it's worth saying something and talking about. Make sure you're constantly checking in on your person. Make sure you're listening.
Yeah.
When they're telling you.
We had a very blunt conversation with these particular people.
They've been very clear. They've done the signals. They've done all the things, right? It wasn't being hurt, though. And that happens quite often. And so, yeah, that was very important. We spent a lot of that evening talking about that. And just a lot of stuff about business and the lifestyle. And we got to connect with a lot of people in the space. And a lot of conversation. I know it's not spicy. I know it's not the story that you want to hear that happened, but hopefully a lot of you listening understand and know that is what the lifestyle is mostly, is a lot of connecting and talking and building relationships and building friendship and spending time with your partner. We had spicy time together, but it wasn't like that for this weekend with everyone else, which happens, especially when you're hosting, especially when you're the responsible people. So we do try to really just hang out and connect and help people and talk about that kind of stuff and help other people out. And it's not as spicy as most people want, but
we end up, so
you don't get laid very much when you're hosting.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't.
I mean,
we just don't.
But we're busy.
We are.
And there's a whole,
it's just a different kind of experience that we have.
And it's a whole different dynamic too. People haven't hosted may not understand there's this whole
power dynamic
where somebody may feel like they can't say no because we are hosts.
We have to navigate it very
carefully. And we never want to put any, so we're very standoffish in advancing things in that way, because especially in these situations, because we don't want to make somebody feel like they can't say no or stop something.
It's our biggest fear, is the power dynamic, and where we just want to be careful. We just be careful.
Yeah.
And we're picky. We already, without all of our stuff we have within the lifestyle and stuff before that, we have always been very like careful about who we put our energy into and whose energy we allow around us. And call us picky, call us whatever, but that's just how we do swinging. That's how we do it. And it's different than most people, but understand that. I want people to understand that when we tell these stories and it's just like, oh, we talked all night and then we went to bed and then we got up and then we ate breakfast and then we talked and then we went to bed. Because that's usually how it goes. 99% of the time we are talking and meeting. We have met hundreds of people in this journey. Easy.
I've met tens.
Thousand.
I'm kidding.
Met quite a few more than that. But
yeah.
I'm saying hundreds and hundreds of people that we've spoken to and connected with and talked to. And we do a lot of talking. We are voices.
Yeah.
Anytime we come back from an event for 2 days, he never has a voice.
Monday I had no voice. I was whispering all day.
Yes.
This was almost an ASMR episode. We're just going to whisper.
Just whispering the whole episode. This has been a struggle. We've been doing really well. I was worried that we wouldn't be able to do a podcast this week because we have no voice, because we had no voices. So, yeah. But understand that. We just kind of want to explain that. It's just a different journey. But, yeah, anyway.
So, at the end of Saturday night, it ended up being maybe six people in this room, all just talking, laughing, making jokes, making fun of each other. Like, yes, it was funny.
It was.
Like, Kate was there hanging out with us. Robin Lindsay. There's a whole crew of people in there. But it was...
And the night before, like, every night, we were just kind of like... So if we do at any of these events or hotel takeovers or any of that, we went into other people's rooms. That's how we met a lot of people. And we just would hang out in their room. Anyone with the door open, you just kind of go in and peek in. And besides being in our room and Lindsay and Robin and everybody, we were also just all weekend just bouncing to everyone else's rooms. It's like any other hotel takeover. You just, any doors open, which everyone leaves a door open, and you just kind of pop in, say hi, everybody wants to laugh and have a great time. And that's how you meet people, and that's what you do with these things. We spend a lot of time in other rooms of people that we didn't know, and we just kind of all...
Yeah, like, as you walk down the hall, like, people see you walk by, like, you want a drink?
Yeah.
Like, come in? Sure.
Yeah.
And you go in and hang out for... Depending on...
It feels like 5 minutes and ends up being an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's how it's all night of just talking. It's because we're just hopping around. We meet people in the hallways, people in the pool. I know Kate and a whole crew of people. We were going over the bridge that went over top at some point in the weekend, and they were yelling at us.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of people down in the pool, and they're yelling at us, scooping hollering.
But when you have a whole hotel and it's just full of your people, everyone's just living their best life. Everyone is just so happy to be there. Everyone is just... a great time, and it's easy to make friends at these. You don't even have to try to make friends. Everyone is just so welcoming, and just no one wants to be sad, no one wants to be mad, nobody wants to, everyone just wants to have a great time, and they're so fun and so funny. And so a lot of that this weekend, in and out of rooms, a lot of hanging out, a lot of talking.
Yeah, but that kind of wraps up Saturday. It was a lot.
It was a big day. We had a big day. You're tired.
Well, after the seminar, we could finally just breathe.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was, I don't know if I said it or not, but I was thinking it earlier. I think a lot of the anxiety that I was holding and a lot of the weight I was holding was on that seminar, because I feel a lot of pressure to be perfect at all times, and it's not realistic. So a lot of that went away as soon as the seminar was over. So much pressure was off, and it felt, I just don't want anybody down, Kate, especially. She is the only one in this space. In this entire time we've done it, that has believed in us and trusted us and given us this huge opportunity and just said, here you go, do with it whatever you want. And nobody does that. That's unheard of here. That's all we've ever asked for in this whole entire time, was just we love collabing with people. We love helping each other. And Kate believes in that so much and has given us that space finally to be like, here you go. She shares it.
Yeah. So here's an hour on this day. Do whatever you want with it.
And whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to do with them. And she just trusts us. And some reason, that's what the first thing I said. I was like, for some reason, I'm not sure why Kate gave us these microphones in this room and all of you beautiful people, because she is insane. But we love her, and I don't want to let her down. And I just don't, I want to make sure that I'm helping everyone there and making sure everything is great and perfect for them and everyone's having the best experience. It's not realistic, and I know that, but it's, I still feel it no matter what I'm telling myself. I still feel it. And so once it was over, it
also
went well.
People have to remember that this is your job.
Yeah, it's different.
And so when I talk to my boss, I always tell my boss my expectations and standards are so much higher than his.
Oh yeah.
The expectations and standards for myself are higher than their standards for me. I understand my standards are unattainable. Yeah. But that's what keeps me trying to strive for that.
It's just who we are as
people. And so we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And if we don't meet this unattainable goal, we feel like we are failed. Yeah, we're a failure.
And this whole weekend was a whole bunch of that. It was a whole learning experience. And it was a lot of all the work that I've been working really hard on, things about myself that I've been working through this past few months, has all kind of came together. And it was like, bitch, you've done the work. You know what your worth is. You know what your space is. You know what you bring to the table. Like, stop it. And it really was, it all came into like that. And I had to work through that and had to it's easy to retract back to your old ways and the old self, and it's very easy to just run. And it was a lot of, you can either run or you can take it. And it was, when we took it on Saturday during the seminar, it was very empowering and reminded us who we are, what we bring to this space, that we do know what we're talking about, that people want us around, and we're here for a reason. We have a purpose and stuff. And so there's a lot of that. And the weekend, it was a perfect space of people to be in, to go through that and to work through that. And it was good. It was a good one. But yeah, and then that was Saturday.
Yeah. And then, so we slept in Sunday.
No, we did sleep in. We slept in. We tried to sleep in every day, but
we slept in Sunday.
But yeah, we slept in because we had a canal cruise we were hosting. Yeah. We got Kate also made us host of a canal cruise. We had like 30 people that we had to get safely down to the Riverwalk onto a boat and be in charge. We had to sign paperwork, and we were also not sure where we were going. We were also being tourists, so it was fun.
We also didn't know the area, so I knew the general like vicinity where we were going.
Got a map.
I also didn't know which side of the Riverwalk the boat ramp was on. We found it. It wasn't
great. It went fine.
So we made our way down to the Riverwalk. Spent an hour. Hour and a half,
we
something
had the
like that.
Best tour guide.
With the tour guide.
He was so good.
Cruising around the river.
He's been doing it like 33 years. He's on a movie coming out on Hallmark. He's been doing it forever. He's like working his way up. He does radio and stuff. He was fun. He lived and breathed San Antonio. And that was another moment that came around where I was like, I could see the charm. He really did make me understand and changed my thinking about San Antonio. I appreciate that a lot because I needed that. But it was so nice, and everybody just, it was a nice calm afternoon.
Yeah,
beautiful,
it was
weather. He was great. Our group was great. More new people that we didn't know, and it was a good afternoon. It was a good way to spend the afternoon. It was the last day. Everyone was tired. Everyone is exhausting. Events are exhausting. It was a Sunday. It was a whole Sunday. Kept saying that all day.
It's a whole Sunday.
And yeah, we did that, and we got back right in time for burlesque class. And I had wanting to try that, and I was curious about it, but it started at 3. The boat was supposed to be over at 3, so I was like, I'm not probably going to make that. So the doors were open, everyone was in there, and so we were just going to peek in, see what they're doing. I just was going to watch. And then the sweetest women ever. It was such a sweet group of people and men that were there, and they were like, come on. Come on, do it with us. So I did it. I'm not graceful, and I'm very stiff body, and I don't do very well at dancing. Love doing it, not well at it. But it was fun. It was so fun. It was just a group of people that were just feeling themselves. There was men with boas. Everyone was just, it was so beautiful.
I was sitting along the side with a whole bunch of the husbands.
The men were all sitting in the chairs watching the wives having a show, a free show. And they were like cheering us on. And it was a great, everything. Kate's got everything you could ever want to do and imagine. And she thinks of everything. And the people that she has running it, perfect. And the people that she has at her events are next level. You will not find it. That's why we brought Robin Lindsay. Robin Lindsay were a lot of our friends are very burnt out with the party hard scene, the very fast scene. It's a different, down here in the Southeast, it's been go, 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 go. And that's when we told them about Libertine. It's just you're not going to find that anywhere else. And you can't describe it unless you've been to a Libertine event. The group that comes along is so beautiful, such beautiful souls.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking for something more, and there was cocktail making class. There's so many things you could do.
The sign ups for all the Sunday activities open. Like she had sign ups at 10 o'clock in the morning.
We got down there at 10:30. They were already long gone. I mean, there was a line.
Those cocktail classes were gone quick, and I wanted to do that so bad.
We thought we were there early. We thought.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, but in that 15 minutes where we missed it, one boat, like canal cruise, was completely full. Ours was 2/3 full, and both the cocktail making classes were.
They had
full.
A line down the lobby.
I was like,
impressive. Everyone was excited, but there were so many different classes and different things you could do, and it was endless. But we ended up making it to a burlesque class. I was so excited that I did make it to the burlesque.
You
class.
Did. That was, you got a pink boa.
Yeah, pink boa. Now I'm going to practice on my own. I can do it on my own a little bit better.
So after the burlesque class, the floor of this conference room was just covered in feathers.
It was so many feathers everywhere. And then also in the hallways and the elevators.
Yeah, because it sticks to like your shoes and your feet and everything.
Everybody knows swinger events. You see feathers everywhere. It's just part of it. But yeah, and then I think we
took another nap again.
Took a nap. We got hot dogs.
Oh, we did.
We got hot dogs. We needed food, and there wasn't very much food around right where we were. Unless you went down to the, like, river walk.
If you went down the river walk.
It was right there.
Yeah, it was right there, but, like, I really wasn't feeling Mexican.
No, that's really.
And that's only, barbecue. Like, there's one barbecue place, and the rest of the places are Mexican. Well, if you're in San Antonio, yeah. I get it. Okay.
We were kind of out off of the Riverwalk a little bit, so you had to walk a little bit of a ways to get there. And it was down, and we were at the end of the Riverwalk. But we found a hot dog place, and we dipped in
there.
Yeah,
we're walking around just looking for something that catches our eye. And I looked
chili cheese
up, and I saw gourmet hot dogs. I'm like, I could eat a hot dog.
Yeah, we've been on a hot dog. Well, we got hot dogs. We sat there, had hot dogs. We took another nap. We really tried to be good. We tried to rest. We tried to eat. We tried to hydrate. We had case water. We were really worked hard to do all the things we preached to everybody.
That's what we got, protein shakes and water and stuff. And then when we're out, we're like, we need to get real food.
Something more than a protein shake. So we did hot dogs. And I was so excited for Sunday night because we were going to Colette, San Antonio. We have been to Colette, New Orleans, and Colette, Dallas, and we had never been to San Antonio. So I have loved every Colette club that I've been to, and so I was really excited to check it out. She booked all of Colette and was doing shuttle buses, but beforehand at 7, we were going down, and she had snacks and then two different drinks that you can get on the hop.
Yeah, she had mojito and another blue drink.
Which was my jam. That's my fave.
They're both fruity drinks, whatever that they were.
Safe. Yeah.
And then we had tapas.
Empanadas,
some chicken skewers, and
mozzarella cheese balls, skewers with tomatoes.
Yeah,
what is
it? I'm trying to think of the name.
The balsamic vinegar.
I was trying to think. It has a name. I can't think of it right now. Anyways.
She had snacks and drinks.
She had snacks and drinks.
Everybody just said goodbye and mingles and connect and get numbers before a whole club night. So we had a whole club night on a Sunday night, which we've never done. That night's theme was lace. We were excited about that. It was another more BDSM. Everyone kind of went with leather lace. It was
Wore your really, like, I love the dress you had on it.
I wear that a lot. That's my trusty, like,
and
black
it has, like, lace
the middle.
In the middle. And
lace choker.
I had my lace blazer.
It's my fave. And your white pants.
In my white pants and the harness underneath it.
Mm. I love that outfit. That was my favorite outfit. But we went down, we had snacks, went back up, got our pictures, got all our swinger stuff because I'd worn flip flops down there because I was not trying to wear, I'd worn heels for 3 nights. I was not wearing heels again until I had to. So I had changed shoes, we got our pictures, ran down to go get in line for the shuttle. The traffic, there was a road closure. No one was expecting. So it stopped everything and it was already a 25 minute drive there. So,
yeah, which I didn't realize at the time.
It was a hike.
But.
And then they had a road closure and regular traffic, and it was chaos. So we just grabbed an Uber and all jumped in, a big Uber, and we made it down there. It was in a strip mall.
Yeah.
It was kind of reminded me of Red Room. You'd said Red Room. Kind of that venue.
In Nashville. Yeah, it had definitely had that vibe.
Where it's at.
Yeah.
Not the club, but where it's at. And loved the club. John and Jackie, if you ever listen, amazing. So good. There are so many good things in there that one day our dream is to one day own our own club. So we do enjoy going all over the country and just kind of taking note of all of our little favorite things and things we would love to do in a space when one day we
have. Yeah. Like walking in, first impressions, it was very much almost like a strip club vibe.
Yeah. It reminded me a little tempted.
It looks like
a
strip club vibe with a really nice dance floor on the actual floor.
Lots of poles and cages.
So they had the stage with the poles and they had the stage with the cages to dance in.
I like the pole. There's three poles in the middle. There's a stage and then there's the main stage with poles and cages. And it reminded me a little of Tempted because it was the floors, the multi-level and the balconies and stuff. Nice bar on the left when you walk in. And then, it was a lot of tables and chairs and then stages and poles. And they had a shadow box, which I had never done. Yeah. And that was fun. Oh, that was really fun.
We were lucky. We had connected with this couple that are San Antonio.
That's their home.
And so they're like, you want a tour? Because you take pride. See, we do the same thing at Trapeze. Cool. She has given us the grand tour of the whole space and...
Yeah, she was so sweet and gave us, the local tour. And so showed us everything. We would have not seen all that stuff otherwise. They had a glory hole and all the playrooms. And it was a lot of space. It was a lot of room in there. I was surprised. I wasn't sure what to expect. But it was another good Colette. It was a really great time. We danced a lot. Did the wobble. I got to do my wobble in San Antonio, Texas. He went up and requested wobble and had everyone on the
floor. I went to the DJ. I'm like, hey, man. He's like, what can I do for you? I'm like, there's not enough people.
That request. They hate it.
There's not enough people out there. I'm like, I will get everybody in this club on the dance floor.
The reason why I like the wobble isn't because of the song or the dance.
You play the wobble.
It's so much fun. But yeah, we did that. It was fun. It was a really good night. We got to the...
They did a fashion show.
They did a fashion show on everyone. So everyone got up on the middle stage and just... did their little dances, did their little pole, spun around. Oh, it was so beautiful. Again, greatest group of people you'll ever meet. And I cannot wait to see them again. They're all just so free and all just so body positivity. They'll make you feel so good about yourself. They keep you in check and such a great group of humans. I love them so much. But yeah, we did that. And then headed back. We missed the last shuttle. We almost made it. Didn't have all of our stuff ready. So we stayed a little bit longer and ended up just Ubering back. And then we...
Well, I ordered an Uber and there was a group outside. And I'm like, guys, I ordered an Uber XL for this reason.
I didn't know any of them.
But so we all piled into this Uber XL with strangers. And...
as we do.
Just... all drove back and we all went our separate ways and then we ended up back in the same hotel room full of people, same group of people
as the night before
until God, I don't know when we finally went to bed, but it was late.
We laughed and
it was so much fun.
And I got to connect with Kate. I haven't really had any time in the time we've known her, the years we've known her, to really just t-shirt on, end of the night, just human, just everything. And we got to connect and we got to talk to a lot of good people and hang out with a lot of good people. Had some awkward moments, some weirdness. It was uncomfortable. We had to navigate being swingers, as we're always learning. We're always in weird, uncomfortable situations. There's always stuff happening to us that's happening to you guys too. We're always navigating the same thing. So and had a great laugh. We great people. It was so much fun.
Yeah,
so good.
It's always fun because for the actual organizer, like Kate, that's actually investing in these events, it is so, like, I don't know how she actually does it, because she went to bed the same times that we were going to bed and she was up early. Like, that woman couldn't have slept for 3 days. It's crazy. But that last night, you could finally see
it's over.
It's over. And she just kind of put her hair down a little bit and laughed and talked shit. And it was so much fun.
Good laughs. Good memories. Good times. Good conversation. Got to learn more about her and outside of the professional space. And
It's fun just to,
We know each other from social media. That's really it. So it's nice to see people outside of that.
See them as people. That's what I'm going to say.
Definitely, it was a big weekend, personally. with us. We had a really good time and we navigated some big things. We worked through a lot of stuff. It was a great memory. I cannot wait to do it again. I hope that we get to do it again with that group because it is highly recommend if you're looking for something different, something you don't get to see all the time, something more. Libertine Events is where you're going to find that. It's so good. So good. So good. And yeah, then we were off Monday. We luckily didn't have to fly out until 5 o'clock. So we checked out like normal.
Yeah, it was
we packed up in the morning, checked out like normal, went right to the airport. And
Lindsay's work friend
picked us back
up. Drive was back off.
We got there, ate dinner. Or
ate lunch. Plenty of time to sit and relax, wander around, get coffee, get drinks.
They flew like we like it on the way home. And it was good that way. We were tired. We were.
And then there was no layover. It was a direct flight, which was nice. Was
perfect for the last day. Yeah.
And got back to Atlanta. Then we should have drove to the airport.
So we had to drive 45 minutes to go to their house to get our car to drive 2.5 hours home.
Which, yeah. I mean, it wasn't horrible, horrible.
It was a little after,
but we could have saved 45 minutes if we just would have drove home.
That ride from Atlanta was tough. That was a tough because we were tired. It was like 11 p.m. at this point and we were done. We were tired. So it was a long day, but so worth it. And cannot wait to do it again. Such a beautiful group of people. If you guys are listening, I know there's some of you listening. Love you. Mean it so much. Thank you for being so kind and amazing, beautiful, wonderful people. Like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My soul needed it. It was a good memory. Good times in San Antonio, Texas. Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah,
we did have a time. What does it say?
We had a time last night. That's what we said at the airport Monday morning. We had a time last night. We were all planning on going to bed early, being good, responsible adults, knowing we have to fly out the next night. We were going to go to bed early, be good, but then you can't. You're just trying to soak up every little minute you can with these people. We don't get to see each other very often. Yeah. We just want to keep soaking it in as long as possible. So that's how we end up in bed at 4 a.m. But I don't regret it. It's so worth it. We have so much fun. And thank you, Kate, so much with Libertine Events. Thank you. Definitely check them out if you're looking for something amazing, wonderful, beautiful. Go do it. It's going to be worth it, I promise. And
hey, she's still got in Miami.
Miami in May of next year. And then Scottsdale will be October of 2026. I really want to go to that one.
Yeah, Scottsdale would be fun.
It looks beautiful. It's going to be a good one. So, yeah, go check them out. We'll have all of that, all of our links. And as always,
not that serious.
Don't make it weird. We love you guys.
Bye.